Ketchikan's borough manager would get a nearly $18,000 raise and 7+ weeks of paid vacation in a new contract up for an assembly vote on Monday. The contract would raise borough manager Ruben Duran's annual pay to $160,000 a year. That's up from roughly $142,000. Borough Mayor Rodney Dial says it's a necessary, if perhaps unpopular, step.
Look, I totally understand that the optics and the timing of this are bad, but what I'm asking that the public consider is that sometimes you have to spend money to save money, and this is, in my opinion, is one of those cases.
Dial says a nationwide search for a new borough manager, should Duran leave when his contract expires in December, would cost between $30,000 and $40,000. And Dial says Duran was underpaid to begin with. He started with a base salary of $110,000 in 2016.
When our current manager agreed to take this position years ago, he was willing to come in and work at substantially less than what his experience qualified him for because he was moving to Ketchikan. And the people of this community got a really good deal.
The new contract also provides for the payment of a more than $55,000 longevity bonus for staying on for the duration of his initial 5-year contract. The 10% bonus accrued over the past 5 years was guaranteed by the previous contract and was calculated as part of his annual compensation. That is, his current pay includes that as yet unpaid bonus. Under the new contract, Duran would get 36 days a year of paid time off, up from 30 in the previous contract signed in 2016. That's about a month and a half annually. A 2020 outside study of the borough's compensation found Ketchikan led the market in paid time off. Dial, the borough mayor, says the 36-day offer is fair. He says the manager works a lot of unpaid overtime.
So it's kind of a way to increase the package without really increasing the cost.
Duran had asked for at least $175,000 a year in 36 days off, according to documents obtained through a public records request. In a letter to the Assembly, he said his salary offer was based on his decades of experience and a comparison with other municipal managers around the region. At the current offer of $160,000, Duran would be paid more than municipal managers in other similar-sized Alaska communities, including Sitka, Kenai, and Kodiak. He'd be paid more than the previous Ketchikan borough manager when adjusted for inflation. City managers in Juneau and Ketchikan are paid more. That's all according to a borough human resources analysis included with the document release. Duran also told the mayor and assembly that by declining pension contributions, he would save the borough upwards of $36,000 a year. That's 22% of its salary. But an analysis by the borough finance department requested by an assembly member says the actual savings is closer to $6,000. That's because the borough is still required to pay roughly 18% of his salary into the pension system, even if he declines the benefit. That's according to the borough finance director. She adds that the borough manager position has not been included in the public employee pension system since 2010. Duran declined to comment, saying he preferred not to weigh in on an assembly action that affects him personally. He did not respond to emails asking about the savings related to declining retirement contributions. Borough Mayor Dial says it's a matter of accounting.
Does it save that much in retirement contributions? It does. Is that cost offset partially in other places? Yes. So, I mean, it's not an inaccurate statement. It's probably, you could provide a different context to it.
The borough's previous manager, Dan Bockhorst, spotlighted a planned increase in the manager's office budget last month. It's since been the subject of several public comments to the assembly, including from public employee unions, according to the documents released. But until the draft contract was released Thursday afternoon, it was unclear what, if any, raise the manager would get. The contract requires a majority vote of the assembly. In other business, at Monday's meeting, the Borough Assembly is scheduled to hold a work session to discuss a possible $6.6 million bond issue to improve the borough's fields. At its last meeting, the Assembly voted down a staff recommendation to postpone the planned bond issue until 2022 due to budget concerns brought on by the pandemic. Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum argued that voters should decide whether the bond issue was a prudent financial choice. The Assembly would need to finalize the bond question by August 16th to get it on this year's October municipal ballot, the borough says. And finally, at Monday's meeting, the Assembly is scheduled to hold its second and final vote on an ordinance that would allow the borough to set new rules for dogs on Weiss Field near Point Higgins Elementary School. Softball players have complained about fecal matter and holes dug in the field surface. Borough officials have said they don't plan to ban dogs from the field altogether. Ketchikan's Borough Assembly meets at 5:30 p.m. Monday in the Borough Assembly Chambers at the White Cliff Building. Members of the public can weigh in at the beginning of the meeting. The meeting is live-streamed at the borough's website and on local cable channels.